This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Federal Wildlife Agency halts Colorado wolf imports and opens comment period on the 10J rule. USFWS paused the 2026 translocation cycle from British Columbia after a livestock coalition led by Greg Lopez demanded a cease and desist, and the federal comment window closes June 5. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service has halted Colorado's 2026 wolf import cycle from British Columbia and opened a public comment period on how the state is implementing the federal rule governing the reintroduced population, according to a notice published in the Federal Register on April 6. The pause follows an escalating dispute between federal regulators and Colorado Parks and Wildlife over whether the state's sourcing of wolves from Canada complies with the Section 10J rule that established the Colorado non-essential experimental population in December 2023. The comment period closes at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on June 5, 2026, per the Federal Register notice. Greg Lopez, a former congressman and unaffiliated candidate for governor, told the Kim Monson Show on Thursday that he and two Colorado livestock organizations initiated the federal action. Lopez said, he, along with two other organizations, the Colorado Outfitters Association and the Colorado Wool Growers Association, jointly sent a letter to Brian Nesvik and Matt Hogan, the director of United States Fish and Wildlife, and then reminded them and informed them that they needed to be aware of this. Reporting by the Colorado Sun and Cowboy State Daily identifies a broader coalition. Cowboy State Daily named the co-signers of Lopez's September 9, 2025 letter to USFWS Regional Director Matt Hogan as the Colorado Outfitters Association, the Colorado Wool Growers Association, the Gunnison County Stock Growers Association, the Southwestern Colorado Livestock Association, the Colorado Conservation Alliance, and the Colorado Mule Deer Association. The Colorado Sun described the letter's backing as cattlemen, wool grower associations, and other Western Slope stakeholders. From voter mandate to federal pause. Colorado voters approved Proposition 11-4 in November 2020, directing CPW to reintroduce gray wolves on designated lands west of the Continental Divide by December 31, 2023. The measure required the state to pay fair compensation for livestock losses caused by wolves. It passed with strong support from Front Range counties, while several Western Slope counties where the releases would take place voted against it. CPW released 10 wolves captured in Oregon in December 2023, followed by 15 wolves from British Columbia in early 2025. A second Canadian translocation was planned for winter 2025 to 2026. That plan stopped after USFWS Director Brian Nesvik issued an October 10, 2025 cease and desist letter to CPW Director Jeff Davis. CPW must immediately cease and desist any and all efforts related to the capture, transport, and release of gray wolves not obtained from the NRM areas, the letter states, referring to the delisted Northern Rocky Mountain population in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and portions of Oregon, Washington, and Utah. The letter cites the 10J rule and a December 12, 2023 federal-state memorandum of agreement as the legal basis. Nesvik followed up on December 18, 2025, with a letter to Acting CPW Director Laura Clellan, accusing the state of violating the rule by capturing wolves from Canada with no warning or notice to its own citizens, and threatening to revoke CPW's authority over gray wolves, as the Colorado Sun reported. CPW announced on January 21, 2026, that it would not translocate additional wolves during the current winter cycle. Wolf Program Manager Eric Odell said in a statement reported by the Fence Post, "It is not possible to predict the impact of foregoing a third year of translocations without knowing what may occur in the coming year. If mortality remains high, as observed in 2025, the risk of failing to achieve a self-sustaining wolf population in Colorado increases." Contested legal question. USFWS's current position marks a reversal. The agency told CPW in a February 14, 2024 letter, obtained by the Colorado Sun through an open records request, that Canadian wolves are not listed under the Endangered Species Act and that no ESA authorization or federal permit was required to bring them into Colorado. Legal scholars and environmental attorneys quoted by The Sun continue to disagree about whether the 10J rule governs only post-release management or also restricts where reintroduced wolves may be sourced. Lopez asserts the state was violating federal law, Lopez said on the show. He concluded, Kim, that the state of Colorado was violating the Endangered Species Act by importing wolves from Canada. CPW Director Jeff Davis has publicly rejected that reading, telling The Sun the agency did not need ESA clearance for animals that are not federally listed. What the request for information actually asks. The April 6th notice is a request for information, not a proposal to rescind the non-essential experimental population designation. Its questions are narrowly scoped: trends in livestock depredation, the performance of non-lethal deterrence, verification processes, interagency coordination, and the sufficiency of Colorado's livestock compensation fund. The notice does not ask commenters whether the reintroduction itself should end. Lopez described the comment period on the show as a chance to better determine whether this non-essential experimental population is even something that should be continued. The Federal Register text frames the request more narrowly, as implementation feedback on the existing rule. The tapeworm concern Lopez raised during the interview, that wolves imported from British Columbia are introducing Echinococcus canadensis into Colorado, predates the 2025 translocation. Colorado State University Extension documented the parasite in wolf scat from northwestern Colorado in 2020 before any state-led transfer from Canada. Human infection is possible but rare, according to the CSU summary. Comments on the request for information may be submitted through the Federal Regulations Portal. The docket number and comment link are in the article. And now, Kim's perspective. Front Range voters told Western Colorado what to do with its land, and the ranchers and outfitters who actually live with the consequences were told to sit down. Proposition 114 was sold as restoring nature. In practice, it meant hauling wolves from Canada in the dead of winter and releasing them onto someone else's grazing allotments. The people closest to the impact wrote letters, filed complaints, and got nowhere with state officials. It took a former congressman and a coalition of producers to make Washington listen, and now the federal government is finally asking whether any of this is working. Before the next capture cycle begins, Coloradans should read the Federal Register notice, file a comment, and tell the agency what reintroduction actually looks like on the ground. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.